USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades.
Hurricane Michael now approaching the Florida Panhandle as a Category 2 storm, and it could be a 3 by the time it reaches Florida sometime tomorrow.
This storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
Florida Governor Rick Scott there. Around 2,500 mourners gathered last night in Amsterdam, New York, to remember the lives lost in Saturday's horrific limousine crash that killed 20 people. Investigators say the driver of the limousine wasn't licensed to drive a vehicle that size, and the limo itself had failed an inspection last month and wasn't supposed to be on the road. Today's the deadline for voter registration in 19 states if you want to vote in the November 6th election. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A ceremonial swearing-in held in the East Room of the White House last evening for the new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He says that despite the contentious confirmation process, he's dedicated to the highest ideals.
My goal is to be a great justice for all Americans and for all of America. I will work very hard to achieve that goal. I was not appointed to serve one party or one interest, but to serve one nation.
The president said that Kavanaugh and his family were forced to endure what he called a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. Mr. Trump said his appointee was proven innocent. Kavanaugh insists he ascends to the bench with no bitterness. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Southern California Roman Catholic diocese releasing a list of 34 priests accused of sexually abusing children, including six who were convicted of criminal charges. The Diocese of San Bernardino County listing clergy who were the subject of what it calls credible allegations of molestation since the diocese formed in 1978. According to its website, all but one were removed from the priesthood, permanently banned from ministry in the diocese, or they passed away. The remaining priest left the diocese in 1993 and his whereabouts are unknown. Disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner may be released from federal prison early. The New York Daily News is reporting that Weiner, who was doing time for sexting with a minor, will be let out 3 months early for good behavior. Weiner was sentenced to 21 months for sharing lewd photos of himself with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl. He's now expected to be released on May 14th. And after pop star Taylor Swift makes an endorsement in the upcoming midterm elections, saying she's backing Democratic Senate candidate Phil Bredesen in her home state of Tennessee as he takes on Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, President Trump says,
Marsha Blackburn is doing a very good job in Tennessee. I'm sure Taylor Swift has nothing or doesn't know anything about her. Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now.
USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.